Okay, we're on Daffodil Days tonight. Okay, so remember yesterday we began the Brisa on Lamed Daffodil Days. We said, what's Mora, what's Kibbutz? So the Gemara says, Kibbutz is Ma'achil Mashke, you feed your parents, you give them drink, you're Malbish Machase, you give them clothing, you cover them, Machis Motzi, you take them, you bring them here, you bring them there. So on the top line, Lamed Days of an Aleph, so it says, Mishalmei. So who, in other words, so I have to feed my parents. Who's paying for all of this? Is that coming from their bank account? A malbish, a mechasa? Is it from their bank account or my account, bank account? It's Rav Yehuda Amar Mishael Ben. This is Machlokes Amoraim. So Rav Yehuda says it comes from the son's account. It says mechabed means the son has to stick his hand in his pockets and get money for it. Rav Nathan Bar Oshi Amar Mishael Av. Rav Nathan Bar Oshi says no. It comes from the father when it says that you have to do those things, but it means it's coming from the father's account. So overlay Rabban on the Rav Yirmiyah. But Amri loved the brave Rav Yirmiyah. The Chachamim made a horah to Rav Yirmiyah. The others say to the son of Rav Yirmiyah, come on to Bar Mishalav. Like the son of Mishalav. Anyway, bottom line, we have a machlok between Amoraim, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nathan Bar Oshia, whether it's Mishal Ben or Mishalav. So, Mayfay, so now we're going to ask a question on the tzad that it says Mishalav. It's a question against that tzad. So, Mayfay, this is a question from the Brisa. Says Nemar Kabeid Rabbi Yechavidinecha. One pasuk says you should honor your father and mother. But Nemar Kabeid Hashem Mehon Necha. You have to honor Hashem Mehon Necha from your property. So he says Malahalon. But the Brisa says Malahalon. But Chisaron Kis. It's just like when you're honoring Hashem Mehon Necha from your money. So there's a financial cost for it. But Chisaron Kis. So too, in other words, they have similar turn of phrase, just like when you're honoring Hashem, you're supposed to get money, so when you're honoring your parents, you're supposed to get money. So if it's Mishal Ben, I understand it. But the Yom Mishalav, if you say it's from the father's account, so my nafkalamine, so what's come, what, like, what Chisaron Kis does he have? So the Gemara says, Labitul Malacha. No, in other words, he's stopping work. Maybe the father needs to go somewhere, maybe bring the father to a doctor or somewhere else needs to go. So this it's he's losing money by the Bitul Malacha, but according to the tzad that it's Mishalav, we could still deflect that challenge. Okay, Tashma. Now the Gemara brings another Braisa, and this will be to the other tzad on Mishal Ben. So Shnei Achim, you have two brothers, Shnei Shufim, or two partners, or Ha'avu B'no, father and son, or Harav B'Talmido, Rebbe and his Talmid. Hodin Zelazeh Ma'aser Sheni. So if you remember, we've had this before. When it comes to Master Sheni is the tool you're going to bring to Yerushalayim. So it's going to be in year one and two, and year four and five of the Shemitah cycle. So if I'm poted, if the Master Sheni is too much to bring to Yerushalayim, so I have to be poted. I have to redeem it on money. If I, the owner, am poted, so I have to add a chomesh. I have to add a surcharge. So it's a fifth, but it really comes out. I mean, the bar is really a quarter, so I have to pay 25% surcharge. But if somebody else is poda, the Master Sheni, there's no surcharge. So I suppose Rav Shach, there's two ways that could work. So either the other person is poda it, and he keeps that money, and that's Master Sheni money, or he's poda it, and he gets the tool, and I get the money. But either way, there's no surcharge with that. So the point is, though, that here the Gemara is saying that any of these two people, and we'll focus on Av B'no, that father and son, it means I would think to be so close. And the son is, wants to honor the father and feed the father. So maybe it's like the same thing. It's like the older one, the older you get the other one. So Kamashwala, I know there's different entities. And then, but here's the halacha that we do need in particular. One can feed the other one, whether it's Rav Tamid, two partners or two brothers, but we're going to focus on Abu Bano. They can feed each other Maaser Ani, meaning we'll focus on the son with the father. If the father is poor, the son can take his Maaser Ani and give it to the father. We've got it. In other words, Maaser Ani will be on year three and year six for the Shemitah cycle. He's taking 10% of his crops or whatever, 10% of it, and using it for the Maaser Ani. So if the father's poor, I can give it to my father. That's what the Braisa says. B'Amrit Mishal Ben, if you're going to assume that the son has anyway an obligation to support his father, Mishal Ben. In other words, one side is the son is obligated to be mechabit the father and support the father. So he already has an obligation to support the father. Mishalanim. So he's really, in other words, he has a pre-existing obligation to support the father, and he's paying that obligation with the Maaser Ani that should go to the whole Shevet Aniyim, in other words, old people who are Aniyim. So that doesn't seem like it makes so much sense. That's a kasha. So the Gemara, so that seems like a raya that it's bishalav. So the Gemara says lo, it's trichla hadafa. So the Gemara says no, I could understand the brisa when the brisa says he's going to use the maser ani. In other words, the basic amount he has to give the father. In other words, that's for beinoni, like the medium amount he has to give the father. But maybe the father, the father's still poor. But the father wants a little bit more, so the hadafa he can take from the maser ani. In other words, that which he's obligated to do, mitam kibud avim, he's going to do. That's out of his own pocket. But now the father needs some more money, and the father's still poor, so he'll give him a little bit of the hadafa. So the Gemara has deflected that challenge. So the Gemara says, wait, hi, if that's the pshat in the brisa, but again, this is only the pshat if I say it's Mishal Ben. He says, hi, how did the Ketani alo? And how do I understand the brisa that we learned concerning that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tavo Me'era L'misha Ma'achila L'viv Maser Ani. That the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, a curse should come to a person who uses Maser Ani to feed his father. So the Gemara says, V'ila Hadafa, my Nachim, you know, in other words, if it's just for Hadafa, in other words, above the Beinoni standard, so why is he having a curse? What's so terrible about that? What did he do that's so terrible? I mean, Staka is like, you know, family first and foremost. What's so horrible that he says Tavo Me'era? So again, if I say, so the Gemara says, Afilu Hachi Zila Beimelta. The Gemara says, notwithstanding all the foregoing, means that Tana Rabbi Yehuda still considers it to be very shameful that the son is dipping into Maser Ani to give the father. And let me see. In other words, the right thing is he should yeah, but he should take his own money and do it. All right, well, we'll see in a minute. One minute. Wait. Yeah. So the point is though that it's somewhat disgraceful. In other words, the father's poor, but the son should take from his own assets and pay for supporting the father. That's the idea. Okay, now. In other words, like the father, let's say you're the father. So, you know, dad, I gave the money. It's for like the poor people's a lot. But I'm saying it's still like a bizayon that, you know, for the father that the son is supporting them from the Maser Ani fund. Here, let's see what we're
offering. Don't tell them. You're feeding the
here,
father.
One second.
And it's basically you're giving him tax. He has a pot of gold that has to go to the Ani. Father's an Ani.
Here, okay. Okay, here's what he says. Okay, here's what the article says. Footnote 15. If someone has the means to provide for his father from his own funds, improper to the obligation for charity and master Ani by the father. He says, however, if a person has limited resources, it is preferable to fulfill his obligations of charity and master Ani by helping his indigent father rather than helping a stranger. So he's saying, in other words, he's saying if you are financial, if you have the money, you shouldn't. It's not past this. You shouldn't use the Maser Ani for.
The son is older. The father gives the Maser Ani to the son. Also possible.
Yeah, it is possible. It's not the same because the son has an obligation to support the father. But the father at that point doesn't have an obligation to support the son. Okay, now let me just do one or two toast posts, and then we'll talk.
This is not how it ends up. It ends up.
Give me 30 seconds. Let me just do a little toast post. I'll get you for it. Okay. So the Gemara says, look at the toast post overly rabbanim. So again, for the people who walked in, we were discussing when the son kibud is after machil mashke. I have to be maldish, makasa him. So where does the money come from for that? Is that the father or from the son? So it's machlokin amarayim. So the Gemara says that these chachamim, the ruling from Yirmiyah, like the tzad says mishalav, should come from the father. So look in the Tosos, mashpa shekach halacha. It sounds like, since they made a ruling that way, that sounds like that's the halacha, Tosos says. V'chein pasach b'sholto d'Rav Achaya, b'parsha v'yishma. And that's the way the shilto. So again, in the time of the Bali Tosfot, there aren't a lot of Sipri halacha around, so you had to look at the daf and figure out what the halacha is. So Tosfos is giving you the guidepost that looks like the halacha. Vidlay the Ben, where the father doesn't have assets and the son does, Chayav Ben Lazonaviv, that the son is obligated to feed his father. The father doesn't have money, but Ben Yeshlo, Sarakim and Lefarnas of Mishlo. Lo Yehela Acher, even Lo Yatsur, the father would be like a stranger, but he needs money. The Amar Ben Arashin Pato, the Rebbe, Achpiela, who Gavra, but Achpine Arban Azuzi, the Tzaka, that sometimes they're coping, give money for Tzaka. So if the father needs it, he's not worse than anybody else who's poor. And then he has other rights also, but I think we're okay with that. Okay, now, wait. All right, what do you want to say, Fern? We're all with you. What's up, Fern?
No, I thought it comes out that it should be Mishelav, assuming he's not indigent. That's what Tosfot assumed. Okay.
Right, okay. All right, let's get back on the Gemara now. Okay, we're around 20 lines down. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Okay? So, Tashma, Sha'aluit Reb Lezer. So, this is a Braisa. So we had a lot of Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua in these Gemaras. Shalu Reb Lezer, and Heichan Kiburav Vayim. How far does the obligation to be Mechabit parents go? Amar Lahem, he said, again, we're still in this Sugya with it's Mishalav Mishal Ben. He said, Amar Lahem, Kedeshi told Arnakibis Rekinel Yadapalav, in a Machlino. In other words, Akrikach, that the father takes a wallet full of money, let's say he's got $1,000, he takes it, he throws it in the ocean, means like throwing it, you know, history. And the son doesn't humiliate him. So whose money are we talking about? We're talking about a din and kibud. So he says, V'yamit Mishalav, if you're going to assume that those, in other words, we're talking about the money that would be used for kibud aba'im, and akdekach, the father's like throwing it away, but you're not machlim him. But if you assume that it's Mishalav, that the father is supported from his own assets, so why not? So why would the son even care that he, in other words, the son, the father's got $1,000 in the wallet, his own money, the father's own money, he throws in the ocean. So when he's not embarrassing the father, but that's the father's own money. Why would he embarrass him? So in 1 second, let's be patient, wait three lines, and we'll get to everybody. Take a pad out, get a pen, and write down the questions, okay? So the Gemara says, will your show? So the Gemara says, we're talking about that this son is poised to yarsh from the father. So whatever he throws into the ocean is coming off the Yerusha. So that could get somebody, you know, a little peeved. He says, the Chihad Rabba Bar Rav Huna, like similar to what Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rav Huna Karashi Rai Ba'anpe Rabba Bray. Rav Huna, he ripped silk in the presence of Rabba, his son. His Amar, Ezel Echse, Ratach Yilo Ratach. I want to see what type of disposition my son has. Does he anger easily, whatever? So, but why would he anger? In other words, he's going to anger because it's part of the Yerusha. That's maybe the thinking. So now some want to say it's just to see his disposition, does he get angry? The Meiri says it's like related to Kibud Aba'im. That in other words, like I guess the son is supporting the father, but then he's ripping things up. So he says, but Dilma, Ratach, but to Arba, Iver, Mashol. But maybe the son would get angry, and then the father would be over on the lav of Lepnei Iver Lo Tzei Mechshol. You're not supposed to put a stumbling block for a blind person. I shouldn't lead somebody to do Aveira. So if the son does get angry, I'm leading to do an Aveira. So the Gemara says, Demachilei Likare, that the father was mochel ahead of time, even if the son would get angry. This gets very tricky now. I'll tell you a minute. Wait. Let's look at Tosfos. Demachilei Likare. So Tosfos says, with Sarek Lamar, Shodio told him nothing. So Tosfos says you have to say the father told the son ahead of time. I don't know if he said like whatever you. If you're angry today, I'm mochel you ahead of time. Let you know you're mochel you. Why? He says Shliyei Kamod the Kavin Lefol Basar Chazir Velabi Do Basar Klef. In other words, the Gemara is going to have later on, and we've had this before. Let's say a person he thinks he's eating chazir. I pick up chazir meat with intent to eat the chazir meat. And I eat it. And it turns out it was not kosher meat. So did I do an Aveira? Yeah, I did an Aveira because I thought I'm eating chazer meat and eating chazer meat. So here, if he wouldn't tell him ahead of time that he's mochel him, and the son gets angry at the father, and the father says, I'm mochel you, but he's still doing the Aveira. So he says, and you might have to say that he told him ahead of time that he's mochel. So he says, the Amar the Kamperik Batra, Shrikh Mechila B'Kapara. You know, Rav Leibowitz, he was talking in the shiur today that I was listening to. There's a chakira they have. Let's say, lifnei iver, I induce you to do an aveira, and you don't do the aveira. Am I still over on lifnei iver lo tzein mechshol? Like his example was, let's say you have a nazir on the other side of the river, and that's lifnei iver if I give him the wine. So I bring him the wine. I say, here's the wine. And the nazir doesn't drink the wine. Am I still over on lifnei iver lo tzein mechshol? Well, it's not so much. He says Machloka between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Ozer. So he said the Chakira was like this. Do I assume is Lifnei Iver that I'm getting a share in the Aveira? So the Aveira is done, then I get the share. The Aveira is not done, I don't get the share. Or is Lifnei Iver a separate Aveira by itself? Just the act of doing Lifnei Iver, I'm over on Lifnei Iver. So let's go back to our Gemara now. Now let's see again. So again, we have. This is with Rav Huna. Rav Huna is testing his son Rabba. So Rav Huna rips the silk in front of Rabba. I want to see if he gets angry or not. So the Gemara says maybe he'll get angry over the neighbor. So he says d'machid l'ikare v'ka'avar mishum bal tashrit. So but still Rav Huna, he's over bal tashrit. He's taking like this valuable whatever it is garment. He's ripping it up. That's bal tashrit. So the Gemara said he ripped it along the seams. So it looks dead, but it's not really so bad. But maybe that's why Rabbi didn't get angry. He says, so the seams, I'm okay with it. He did it at a point in time when his son Rabbi was already angry about things. So in other words, something else had come up and Rabbi was already angry. He's like you're doing something else. And at that point, you're not so dying for what's happening and looking and see whether he was chilled out with this or not. Okay, all right. So that's the piece with Mishalab and Mishalab, and as we discussed in Tosos, and it looks like Halacha that we go Mishalab. Okay, who's had questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? Yeah, it could be. All right, one second. All right, he has a piece here. About the kibbutz and gira, which this is a piece that I think is interesting. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but they discuss a case where the son, here he's talking about, you have din of kibbutz avim, and you get a gira from the parents, mora and kibbutz. So he quotes here, the Ramban says, a child's not obligated to obey his parents' request or command unless it pertains to their personal comfort, like the examples in the Gemara. However, son is not biblically obligated to his parents' request regarding matters which do not impact on their comfort. The Rush indicates that he disagrees with the Ramban. It's the opinion that the child is obligated to under the best keep it up, to obey all of his parents' wishes, regardless of how inconsequential it may be. The Sefer HaMikneh, or Makneh, asserts that while the mitzvah of keep it up pertains only to matters involving the parents' personal benefit and comfort, disobeying the request regarding other matters falls under the example of Lo Yistor Debrush in context of the words, which is included in the midst of Mora Abayim. Now, he quotes a Trumas Hadeshin. He discusses the case of a son who desired to travel to a distant country to further his Torah studies. Out of the tutelage of a prominent Torah scholar. Today, he'd say, the son wants to go to Eretz Israel. The parents don't want him to go. His father objected to the trip on the grounds that the roads were dangerous. He would suffer much anxiety worrying about his son's welfare. The Trumas Hadeshin ruled that the son need not obey his father in this case because the midst of Torah study takes precedence over Kibbutz Abayim. Trumas Hadeshin deduces proofs of this from the Gemara Megillah and Tet Zayin, says the Yaakov Avinu was not punished for neglecting Kibbutz Avayim during the 14 years that he was studying Torah in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Aver. So the first side, so in other words, we have a case according to Trumas Hadeshin where the parents want A, son wants B, and the son is not believed to follow his parents. Then the Mahari cites three reasons to permit a son to marry a woman who is father's not approved. So let's say the father, like the son wants to marry Rachel, and the parents say, absolutely not. So the Maharik gives three reasons why the son does not have to listen to the parents and can marry Rachel. Well, we'll see. Firstly, he points the point to the fact that the work includes Kibbutz Mishal Av, the son uses his father's resources for his father's needs. The Maharik reasons that just as the son is not obligated to spend his own money to honor his father, he's also not required to forego the wife of his choice for the mitzvah Kibbutz Av. In other words, this is like my world. In other words, I don't have to give up for my world for you. Secondly, the Maharik explains that marrying the woman of one's choice, supposed to marry a woman chosen by his parents, is considered a mitzvah because both shalom bayit, marital harmony. Because the father's request to the son forego the wife of his liking is considered being conflict with the son's performance of a mitzvah, and it's the kibbutz, it's not override other mitzvahs. Then the third reason he explains the son is not biblically obligated to obey his father's wishes in such a case, since it does not pertain to the father's personal comfort or benefit, like he says, as is the opinion of the Ramban cited above. You know, the Ramban says that you're not obligated to follow the parents if it doesn't relate to the things that they need. In other words, which don't impact on their own comfort. Okay, that's Hara. What's up? Right. Yeah. So, you mean the one that the son is marrying? Yeah. Yeah. But it impacts him more, presumably. All right. Let's see further in the corner. Okay. We're at the two dots. Everybody with me? Okay. We're in the middle of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph.
A question about the Arnak going into the sea. Does the child while your father is alive and has money and is not draining your account because right. He can do Michel Av, do you have a right to get angry at the father if he spends the money as he sees fit?
So from the Gemara, it sounds like, no, you don't have a right. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. We're at the two dots. Okay, assuming he's in his right mind, and not talking about somebody's like dementia and doing like crazy things with it, but if he's in his right mind, that's his own decision how to spend the money.
It's his money, no, right?
Right, the father's money. Okay, so the two dots. Okay, Mani le Rabbi Chezkel Rami Berei. So Rabbi Chezkel was teaching the following Mishnah. It's Mishnah from the Second Sanhedrin. I think we're going to bring this because it's going to relate to how a person should speak to his father. Mani le Rabbi Chezkel Rami Berei. On the Srafim bin Iskalim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yidonu B'Skila, Shasrefa Chamura. So if you remember, or we'll have again in Daf Yomi, so there's Arba Mita Beitin. So according to the Chachamim, so it's Skila Srefa Herig L'Chenek. So the Mishnah has Skila's most Chamur, the most stringent. Skila's stony, but you're thrown off a height and you die from the fall. Srefa, they put the molten lead down the throat. Herig, they decapitate you. And Chenek, they put like two paws and choke you to death. So according to the Chachamim, that's the order, Skila Srefa Harry Mechanic. But according to Tan Reb Shimon, it's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that's not the correct order. He learns it's Srefa Skila. Srefa is more common than Skila, and it's Chenek and Herig, and Chenek is more common than Herig. That's the way Reb Shimon learns it. So this is a Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin. So Reb Chezke was teaching his son Rami the Mishnah, and this is his version. And Nisrafim bin Niskalim, if Nisrafim got mixed in with Niskalim, and those people who were sentenced to death, let's say there's one person who was Chayav Srefa, got mixed in with nine people who were Chayav Skila. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, you don't have a Skila. So the Tan Rabbi Shimon says, everybody gets Skila, Shasrefa Chamura. In other words, if people are mixed in, we're not going to give somebody more Chamura death than he deserves, so we'll do the more lenient one. So that's the way he taught the Mishnah, that Nisrafim are mixed in with Niskalim, more Niskalim than Nisrafim. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't have a skill, it's just straight to Kamura. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Berei, so Rabbi Chezkel had another son, Rabbi Yehuda, said to him, Abba lo titni ehachi, you shouldn't teach the Mishnah that way. My ear, you're straight to Kamura. According to the way you're teaching the Mishnah, why is it Bukhrach that they're getting skila because Strefa is more Kamura, according to Rabbi Shimon? Typically, the Ruben is telling the new. I could say the pshat is that you follow the Rov. And since most of the people are getting skila, that's why the Tana says skila. That's what it says. On the skala, on the srafim, in the skala, you don't have a skila, sifamur. Maybe who, you know, it's not mukhrach from that case, if that's the reason. Ella, now here we have hachi itnie. This is the way you should teach it. But if elsewhere, if there's a different version, says hechi itnie. How should I teach it? The father says. Either way, he says you should teach on the skala and the srafim. In other words, you should teach that Reb Shimon is saying, Niskalim ben Nisrafim, if you have, let's say, one person's Chayv Skila and nine people are Chayv Srefa, and they all mix together. So Reb Shimon says they get Skila because Skila is the less common word of the two. That's the way you should teach the Mishnah. Even though Nisrafim are the majority and everything, that's the way you should teach it. So Amar Leh, so the father said to him, Ihachi, if that's the way I'm going to teach the Mishnah, I'm going to run the way you want. I'm going to run problems from the Sefer. Amos Sefer, let's see the Sefer of the Mishnah. But Chachamim Omrim, you don't have a Srefa, just Skila Chamura. But Chachamim say they should get Srefa because Skila is more Chamur. So Srefa, you want to give them the more lenient one. So the case, though, that he, the way he taught was niskal and benisrafim, then most of the people are strafa. And come to say you get strafa because skila is chamura. So my area, the skila chamura, is it muchrach that skila is chamura that we just the opposite. Typically, the Ruben is dropping from the new. So Amar Lai, so the son answered, oh, that's not a kasha. Hatam Rabbanu hu dekamu le Reb Shimon. In other words, there, it's like part of the give and take. In other words, Reb Shimon says it's halakha. Reb Shimon says that niskalim ben istrafim. And there was some people's types, right. Niskalim ben istrafim. Right. One person's type skiva, and most people type strafa. And so then the Chachamim are just responding to his line of argument, and they're just saying on this point, the Ka'amrit Strefa Kamura, that you think that Strefa was more Chamur than Skila, lo, Skila Kamura. In other words, we say, oh, Skila is more Chamur. But in a Chinami, with that pattern, would only work well within the Sheikh of Reb Shimon. So Amar Lei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda was speaking to his father in the previous Sugya. And remember, Rav Yehuda studied, we've had so many times before, he studied by Rav, then when Rav died, he went to study by Shmuel. So Amar Lei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, and he calls him this throughout Shas, sharp one. He says, Lo teimalei lavuch hachi. You shouldn't talk to your father like this and say, you know, you shouldn't teach the Mishnah, but this is the way you should teach the Mishnah. I don't know if he heard or he was there, but he said, that's not the way to talk to your father. Titania, over old debris Torah, if a person sees his father as transgressing the words of the Torah, Agamar lo abba barto debris Torah, you shouldn't say front and center, you know, you're violating halacha. He says, Elo omer lo abba kaka tuba Torah. You say, this is what it says in the Torah. Kaka tuba Torah, it's become entirely. That's also going to give him a to Torah. That was an interjection from the Gemara. Elo omer lo, or Elo omer lo abba mikra katuba Torah kak. You say, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says like this, and the father, this is the way it would kind of figure it over, like would figure it out. Let's look at the Rashi on this. 8 lines from the bottom. Don't like, you know, spring on him, you make a big mistake. So that the way Rashi has it, yeah. So he says, Kaka Tibetora Chukamatsar Leva Reuka Omer Loa Bart told the Breitora. So Mikrik Tibetora Kak, Omer Loa Mikrik Moshu Katov, who was smelling of each. In other words, let's just say the Pasuk, and the father will realize that he made a mistake. At least that's the idea. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Oh, let's go on. Now,
are you allowed to have a disagreement with a parent?
So I think if it's done in a covetic way, I think the Gemara says is lo soteret b'rav. You shouldn't contradict your father. So
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but lo soteret b'rav, it sounds like lo machrio is if he's having an argument with somebody else. You know, every parents and children see things differently a lot of times. That's very common. So yes. It seems to me that if you do it in a covetic way, you say like this is the way I think is sensible, something like that. I think that would should be permissible. That's the way it seems to me. Not in public. If it's in a covetic way, I would think. Like, let me just take a look. All right, 1 minute. Like, hey, let me do a few more lines. And then I'll try to look up this halakha. We have the volume right here. Yeah. Okay, I got it here already. All right, let me just see what the Mephavit says. 1 second. Yeah, just as low Sotera Tavara, but let me just see what he has here. Yeah. I'll just read what the Shach says. The Shach says, "Lo soter de Rav, bein shecholik alav." Whether I'm disagreeing with him, bein shaomer lo hacholik alav near the beracha. Even if he says somebody who's arguing with his father, your way makes more sense. Abi soter de Rav. The nearer the soter de Rav asur af shlo b'pana. The soter is even not in his presence. B'chein mashmi b'drisha sital. B'chein to behegi b'prisha lo kamen sinu. The only thing is, one second. Yeah. So he says, the Pekhe Shuba quotes like this. He quotes from the Sefer Asmos Yosei, He says the son and the father can ask and give answers to each other and can make it famous to the bar. Let's say they're learning Gemara together. So then they can discuss, I understand the Tosfos this way, you understand it that way, they can do it that way. So I need to look more into it, but it seems to me that if you do it in a Kabbalistic way, let's say again, what? But Machria Debarav means he's having an argument with somebody else. So
you come and say, you're
my father's right. In other words, right. No. But the thing is like this. In other words, like, is there a room for like a discussion with your father, you know, about things? Let's say you're in business with him, and he says, you know, we should invest more in this merchandise, whatever. and you think this is going down the tubes. So there's got to be a way to have a conversation with the parent that's still the Kavadik, you know, to explain it to my way of thinking. But I need to look more into it, okay? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. I got to kind of come to the Gemara. So we don't want to, okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So, wait. I need everybody to mute. This is one second. Our motion, when the next break, I'll try to get you in, okay? One second. Okay. So now the Gemara says, okay, Elazar ben Matyo Omer, Abba Omer Hashkini Mayim, Umitzvah Lasot. So Elazar ben Matyo says, let's say my father says he wants water, and there's also another mitzvah, like somebody has kavura. So I'm pulled in two different directions. I have a mitzvah kibud av ha'em, and that requires my attention there. But on the other hand, there's a mitzvah of merit, like the funeral's taking place, I need to do that. So maniach ni kavur abba boseh a mitzvah, shani baba chayv a mitzvah. So I'm going to put aside my father's mitzvah, but I'm going to focus on the mitzvah of merit, because my father's also chayv a mitzvah of merit. Isi ben Yehuda omer, im efshal mitzvah le'asor le'acherim, te'asor le'acherim. So Isi ben Yehuda says, if there are other people who can take care of the mitzvah of merit, let them take care of it. V'yelechu b'chvor avi. Amar Rabbana halacha Isi ben Yehuda. So Rabbana says, halacha follows the second opinion. Now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shila Amar Rabbana, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shila Amar Rabbana Amar Chista, Av Shemachal Kvoto Machu. Okay, this is opening up. This is the sugya that will take us to the end of today's daf. If a father's mochel on his kavod, so the father can be mochel on his kavod if he wants. Harav Shemachal Kvoto in Kvoto Machu. You know, Rabbi Leibowitz was talking today. He was saying, let's say the father's mochel on his kavod, but the son still wants to kavod for him. Is he mekayem a mitzvah or not? In other words, the father says, I don't need this. Okay, it's joined. And the son still wants to do it. So I think he quoted one opinion, you still need a mitzvah, but he quoted from the Rashba. Rashba talks about why don't we make a bracha before we do kibud avayim. And he says that the parents could be mochel. So which case would be bracha levatala? So that sounds like it's no mitzvah, even if the father is mochel. So in other words, the Rashba, I think, has a tshuva. And he says, why don't we make a bracha on kibud avayim? And so he says, because the parent might be mochel. In other words, like here, you know, I'm bringing the stuff. And he says, no, I don't need it. So that sounds like there is no mitzvah if he's mochel. And the way Rav Leibowitz was saying is, you know, risono shel adam zeh kvodo. What a person wants is his kavod. So if he says I'm mochel, so then that means he doesn't want it. You know, so we'll see in a minute. So he says here, but the Rav is mochel on his kavod, then the kavod is not machul. Rav Yosef Amar, if Rav Shmuel kvod machul. So it's a machloket. Can a Rebbe be mochel on his kavod? So Rav Yosef says yes. Why? Shemar Vashem Olech Mufnehem Yomam. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu went before Klal Yisrael in Bamud Eish. So Vashem is mochel on his kavod. Achas Kamakama, the Rebbe can be mochel on his kavod. So I'm a Rava, Hachi Hashem. Rava says, what type of comparison is that? Hatam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alma Dileihu, V'Tori Dileihu. Over there, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is Torah. Machil Likare, he's in a position to be, in other words, you can be mochel on something that's yours, you can be mochel. Turn page, top line of the days. He says, Hatha Torah Dileihu, here with the Talmud Chacham, is it his Torah? In other words, we're honoring the Talmud Chacham because the Torah he contains. Is it his Torah? It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So I can't be mochel on something that's not mine. A lot of people like that. So he says here, Hadarama Rabba, then Rabba then retracted and said, in Torah Dilayi. No, in Achinami, the Torah is the Talmud Chacham. It's the Chiva, it's for Torah Yigayim Abalayla. So again, a lot of times you need the whole Pasuk. So you look at Rashi's second white line, this isn't Sefer Tehillim, right at the beginning of Tehillim. It says, Kim B'Torah Hashem Chetzo. In other words, his desire is the Torah of Hashem. With Torah To Yigayim Abalayla, he'll meditate on his Torah day and night. So the Gemara takes it, once he studies the Torah, it becomes his Torah. So then he could be Mochla on it. So line three, Inis is true, but Rava Mashki Behiludah the Bray. Rava was serving drinks at the wedding for his son. So Rava's like Mochla, Rava's a Gadol Dor. And he's serving drinks. It's like type of Mechila. He says, Vidale Kasl Rapapa Ravuna Bray Rav Yeshua. And he brought out a cup for Rav Papa and Ravuna Bray Rav Yeshua. Yeah, okay. Are you looking at the Gemara? Okay. So he says, Dale Kasl Rapapa Ravuna Bray Rav Yeshua. Vikamu Mikame. And they stood up. It was Rabbi was Mochon's Kabo, but they stood up for him. Where Rav Mari, Rav Pinchas, Rav Chista, he brought it for two other Chachamim. He didn't stand up for him. So Ikpid, so Rabbi took umbrage at this. His Va'amar, Han Rabbanan Rabbanan, Han Rabbanan Lab Rabbanan. In other words, are you rabbis, real rabbis, you're not standing up? And the other rabbis, they're not, in other words, you're the real rabbis, not standing up. But the people who stood up were not the real rabbis. The two, and it, so in other words, there it sounds like, in other words, we said that a Rav Shemachal quote a quote a machol. Here it doesn't sound like that way, works that way. Right, right. And then the tomb, Rapapa Vamashki Behibula da Abamar Bere. Rapapa was serving drinks at, again, the wedding of his son Abamar. The Dalile Kasal Rabbi Yisrael Bere Rav Yehuda. He served a drink for Rabbi Yisrael Bere Rav Yehuda, below Kami Kame. And he didn't stand up for him. That is, Rabbi Yisrael Bere Rav Yehuda didn't stand up. And Rapapa was upset. He took up umbrage. So the Gemara says, in Achinami, the Rav's just machal, quote unquote, machal. But notwithstanding that, they should have made some motion, some semblance of like giving a motion of kavod. Let's look at Rashi on the third narrow line. He says, Hidur, like to move a little bit, like you want to stand up a little bit, like to show some deference to him. Just like sitting back here, you know, the waiters bring the drink. You got it. You know, like stand up a little bit, something like that. That so, but in Achinami, Rav Shemachal quote unquote machul. Now, Amar Rav Ashi, I feel the mantra Rav Shemachal quote unquote machul. Nasi Shemachal quote ain't quote machul. So we're going up like a hierarchy. We have a parent, then we have a Rebbe, and then we have the Nasi. The Nasi in this sugya, what Arsu was saying, it means like the Gadol Ador. In other words, like the Ruchni leader of the generation. Or the Nasi, the Sanhedrin, that if he's Mochon his Kabbalah, quote, not Machul. So Meifei, and this we ask a Kasha from the following Brisa. Ma'aseb Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Tzadok. So we have, again, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, they've been coming up a lot, and Reb Tzadok, Shumasubim Veda Mishta, Benosha, Reb Gamliel. So they're, everything's at these weddings. They're gathered at the wedding of the son of Rabban Gamliel. And he was an Nasi. Rabban means he was an Nasi. Rabban Gamliel made a mashkaleim, and Rabban Gamliel was busy serving drinks to them. Natana kosu Reb Lezer, lo netalo. So he gave it to Reb Lezer, he didn't want to take it. Reb Lezer held the nasi shemachal kodo in kodo machol. It's like pastish that you should even bring me a drink. So he didn't want to take the drink from Rabban Gamliel. Natanelu Reb Yeshua bekiblo. Gave it to Reb Yeshua, and did accept the drink. Amarlo Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer says to Reb Yeshua, Maze Yeshua. Anu Yoshrim Rav Gamliel, the Rebbe Omeinu Mashka Aleinu. Is this appropriate that we're sitting and Rav Gamliel is an Asi that he should be serving us? Amalei, the Rishu said, Matzino Kedoli Menu Shishimesh. I give you an example of somebody greater than him who was Mishamish. Now, we have in parentheses the following words, and some form don't have it. I'll read it, but we don't need it. Avram Gedoli Menu Mishimesh. Avram Avinu was greater than Rav Gamliel and he was Mishamish. Avram Gedoli Adoraya. Avram was Gedoli Ador. The Chetubbo, and it says in the Chumash, who Omeilehem, he was standing over the Arabs, who Omeilehem Tachar Eitz Vayukhelu, he's serving as the waiter for them. Shema Tomru, Malacheshar Nibulo. So maybe you'll say that these guests, Bilei Malacheshare, the fact that Abram Avinu was serving Malacheshare, doesn't mean that if the Nasi like serves us, that we could, that is Malachol. Lo Nibulo El Arvim. No, they appeared as Arabs, like, and look at Rashi, the eighth line. So it's the diuk from the words and wash your feet. The Arabs, they, at that time, they worshipped the dirt on their feet. They said, "Oh, you suspect us of being Arabs that they worship their dust." So back in the Gemara, Ba'anu, so Rabbi Yeshua says, responding to Reb Lezer, Ba'anu lo yehi Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbe omeid mashkalin. So if Avraham Avinu can serve these Arabs, can't Rabbi Gamliel serve us? So Amar lehem Rabbi Tzadok. Now Rabbi Tzadok is the third chacham. He weighs it. I'm atayt to manichim kodesh from atom to ma'oskim mechvod abriyot. Because I have a better proof that we can take the drink from Rabbi Gamliel. Instead of focusing on what people do, let's focus on the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meishivu Vot. Hashem causes the winds to blow. Umalen Esiyim, he raises up the clouds. Umorid Matar, he brings out rain. Umatzmiyach HaDamai causes things to grow from the earth. Umorich Shulchan Lefnei Kol HaKaviyachad, he prepares a table. It means that everything you have is from the Ribono Shel Olam. Va'anu Lo Yehi Rabbi Gamliel B'Rebbe Omeid Mashkalein. So certainly Rabbi Gamliel should be able to serve us. So now, let's go back. You said a moment ago that Rav Ashi said that I feel, even the one that says Rav Shmuel Kvoda and Kvoda Machol, Nasi Shmuel Kvoda ain't Kvoda Machol. And Nasi is Mochel, and Kvoda is not Machol. So now we've reduced, at least according to some Chachamim, that if Nasi is Mochel and Kvoda, Kvoda is Machol. So the Gemara says, Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. So rather, if the statement was made by Rav Ashi, this is what Rav Ashi said. Am Rav Ashi, if people mind the Marna, see Shalachal Kvodu Kvodu Machol, even according to opinion. So the way that Rav Libus was saying in Tosfos, it comes out that you have a raya that Rav Lezer held that it's not Machol, the quote is not Machol, and Rav Yeshua held it was. So it's Machlok at Tanayim with the Nasi Shemokal Kvodu Kvodu Machol. But even according to opinion, the Nasi Shemokal Kvodu Kvodu Machol, Melech Shemokal Kvodu Kvodu Machol, the Melech is Mokal is Kavod, that's not Machol. Shneamar, Som Tasim Alech HaMelech, that you should appoint yourself a melech, that is aim, in other words, a specific mitzvah in the Torah, the aim of the melech always has to be upon sometimes the melech a melech. All right. Say again. So, no, again. The Gemara has machlokot at each stage, okay? Let's go back again. We said that there's a machloket, whether Rav Shemachal quote a machlok or not. That's a machloket. That's a machloket. Then we said there's the machloket, whether or not, if I assume that the father cannot be mochel as kavod, that's the end of the discussion. Assuming to the side that the father, can be mochel, so the question is, what about the Rebbe? Can the Rebbe be mochel? And that was a machloket as well. And assuming to the side that he can't be mochel, that's the end of that discussion. But according to the side that the Rebbe can be mochel, then the Nasi. Then we have the Nasi was a machloket at Tanayim. And then we had Melech, but Melech, everybody agrees, can't be Mochel on his Kavod. All right. Now, who's got, you wanted to say something before Aaron Moshe? Let me give you first, Aaron Moshe has been very patient. Let's get Aaron Moshe in. What's up? I can't hear you, Aaron Moshe. You got to unmute yourself.
It said in Baba Basra when Rav Yosef had his, was a geisus and he came back to this world, Rav Yeshua he said that Rav Yehuda became the Rav on Shmuel at that point, he saw it. Because Shmuel, some woman came in crying and he didn't pay attention to her. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda became the on the other world. He saw that Rabbi Yehuda was like the Rav, and Shmuel was the Talmud, right?
I assume it's the thing with the Olam Hafuch Ra'ita, that that's the reverse world. But I don't remember about Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel the way you're saying. I'm not sure.
I remember there's a medrash that when Akiva was taking care of a of burying somebody, and he didn't do the he wasn't mishamish Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. They said that b'chol psiyu shefach the dam naki, that he should have taken care of them. So apparently there was maybe there was somebody else that was able to do the burial or whatever it was. But he says b'chol.
I got to move. There was a little, Ruth wants to ask something. Go ahead quickly, Ruth. Okay. 30 seconds. Go.
I have a question. The whole thing here is kibud of and kibud zakein. In the middle of, and Sarah said Dibros with kibud of aim. In the middle of all of that, that they're talking about that and thrashing it through, here their own egos are so involved with yayin was offered to this one, another one was served drink, and it didn't he receive.
What's the question? What's the question, Ruth?
It's such an irony that the same poskim who are dealing with such a rarefied and important part of inyan here can't get past it for themselves.
Well, I know I wouldn't put it that way at all. They're invited to a wedding. They're sitting at the wedding. And then a gadol comes and serves them a cup of wine. So what's the appropriate way to behave? That's the issue. So the gadol has been mochel on his kavod by serving the wine, but are they still mechuyev to stand up for him, or can they drink the wine and be the way they were? I have to move on. I apologize.
What happened there?
Frozen. Everybody mute themselves. He says that, like, you stand up for an old person and you should honor a zakein. We'll see what a zakein is. I might think that even if it's an avar, a balavarian, is the way Rashi, or an ama aretz, tamalomar zakein, ve'in zakein l'chacham. So in other words, seva is an older person, but according to Tanakhama, zakein means a chacham, shenemar esvili shivimish v'zaknei Yisrael. So he quotes from Parshat Balotcha, gather 70 zakenim. There it means zakenim who are learned. So it's saying that it's an older person, but he also has to have chachma with it in order to stand up for him. That's lakora, or at least not be a rasha. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, ain't zaken lamisha kana chachma. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says zaken means a person who's acquired chachma. It says kana chachma, zaken, zesha kana. In other words, zaken is like an acronym, zesha kana chachma, the one who's acquired chachma. Shinemar, Hashem Kanani Reshit Darko. Hashem acquired me, the Torah, Reshit Darko, Kanani. So we don't know what the difference is between these two Tanaim right now, but the Gemara is going to explain. According to the Tanakhama, it means Pasuk speaking about a Zakein who's a Chacham. In other words, he's old and he has learning. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's two different people. It's speaking about a Zakein, and B, a person was chachma, and either one you have to stand up for it. But we don't know that yet. I might think I'm obligated to stand up when the person, the older person or the Talmud Chacham is in a big distance away. It says, so in the Pasuk, but the Gemara like puts them both together. Takum b'hadarta, like stand up and give them like glory. It says, Lo amarti kima lakom shesh hidur. In other words, the kima has to be in a place that gives hidur to the person that you're doing. So it has to be closer. Where three lines of work gets wide on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. So he says, Yechol yahadrenu b'mamon. I might have thought that he should honor him with money. Maybe when it says, Vahadar tapanei zakein, it means give money. Tamalomar takum vahadarta, makima she'im b'chisaron kis. Just like standing up doesn't cost you anything. I might think that even if the person's like in the bathroom or the bathhouse, he stands up from there. Tamalomar takum v'hadarta, stand and give him hadar, give him glory. A place where it's like appropriate, you know. He says, I might have thought that a person, if he chooses, he could like close his eyes, pretend he didn't see him. Tamalomar takum viareta. The word says, Nesaitan takum at Shapane Zakain, viareta melokecha. You should fear from Hashem. The varmastur lalev, nemar bo viareta melokecha. In other words, so Rashi brings this down in his parish of Chumash. When you have mitzvot that depend, in other words, nobody knows. In other words, if I look at the video, I can't say whether you saw him or didn't see him. In other words, let's say you're closing your eyes. I don't know whether you saw him or didn't see him. But the Ribbono Shel Olam knows the MS. So when it says those things, it says, V'areitim elokecha, you fear from Hashem, because, yeah, you're pretending you didn't see him, but Hashem knows you saw him, you have to do it. Now, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, minayim lezakein shtoyatriyas. Let's say he's a zakein, you know, people staying up for him and things like that. Right, he shouldn't do it in a way that causes people to constantly stand up for him. Tamal Omar, zakein v'areitim. The zakein himself is also b'kliyev in having yira from Hashem. And part of the yira is I shouldn't go around, you know, causing people difficulties. Yisti ben Yehuda Omer, Nei Seva Takum, Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. Yisti ben Yehuda says, Nei Seva Takum, any Seva, even if he's a Rasha, you have to say that for, went to Yisti ben Yehuda. Okay, now, that's the end of the
Braisa. Where does the grandparent fit in on the...
I apologize, I can't talk right now. Let's wait till I pause. Okay, 5 lines from the bottom. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hainu Tanakama. So the Gemara says, both Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Tanakama say Zakein means you have to have Chachma, right? The Tanakhama said, you learned to say Rishabah, Zakein from Esfali Yishuvim, you know, Ish Mizaknei Yisrael, gather me 10 people, he says, and Esfali Yishuvim Ish Mizaknei Yisrael. And Riosi says, Zakein is Misha Tanakhama. So with Riosi, I know Tan the same thing. So the Gemara says, Ikebeinu Yanik Bechakin. So Nafkamina between the two, let's say you have a fellow, he's 25 and he's brilliant. He knows all of Shas, he knows all of Shulchan Aruch. So according to the Tanakhama, there's no obligation to stand for, and again, let's be Makali, there's different Gedarim. In other words, if a person is a Rebbe, you have to stand up, there's Kavod Rabbo and Kavod Talmud Chacham. But let's say, according to the Tanakhama, it sounds like if I'm not his Talmud and he walks by and he's 25 years old, I don't have to stand up for him. But according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, I do. Let's see back in the Gemara. It says, he says, Tana, 2 points to the bottom. Tanakama Savar, Yani Tachakim Lo. And there was the Tanakama holds, the Xerah Shava was from Espli Shivimish Mizifne Israel. There was the Xerah Shava is, I see, from the members of Sanhedrin. Over there, they were elderly people and they were knowledgeable. That's what it's teaching me. That's telling me the Pshat and the Pasuk. He says, so Yani Tachakim Lo. No, I don't stand up for him. Yusuf Lili Savar, I feel Yani Tachakim. Yusuf Lili, no. He's a young fellow, and he has all this chachma in achinami, because what is zakein? Zesha kana chachma. So there's two. So the way that Rabbi Yossi Haglili is learning the pasuk is b'nei seva takum v'hadarta. And we're going to put the comma in different places. B'nei seva takum v'hadarta. You should give hima and hidur to a seva, and then takum v'hadarta k'nei zakein. And so the seva is the older person you have to honor, and then secondly you have to honor the person who has Torah learning. So it means, like, all older people I should honor, but not a Zakein Ashmai, not a Rasha. Oh, so anybody who's older, I should stand up for somebody who's older. And then secondly, any Tamil Chacham, any Tamil Chacham, any age, I should stand up and give him Kavod. So now the Gemara says, the last narrow line, my Talmud Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Amar Lach, Yisthal Kadaita Ki Tamar Tanakama. If you would assume, Tanakama says it's all one big mitzvah, one person, is what the pasuk is talking about. So if that would be true, in kein nichtav rachmana, b'nei seva zakein takum v'hadarta. So the Torah should say, b'nei seva zakein takum v'hadarta. When he's old and he has chachman, he's learning. So that's the person you should stand up and give kavod for. Mai shna de palkinu rachmana. So why is the Torah breaks it up? B'nei seva takum v'hadarta p'nei zakein. L'meimar d'hai lav hai, v'hai lav hai. So teach us, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that there's two categories of people that the Pasuk is talking about. A category A is the Seva, and category B is the Zakein. He says, Shvamina, Yanik V'chakim. So from here, Rabbi Yossi Aglili deduces, even a person's younger, but he's a big Talmid Chacham, you should stand up for him, even if you're not learning from him. But Tanakama, what would the Tanakama respond to that line of argument? Yishum Dembay the Mizbach, Zakein V'yareta. So, you're right. The pasuk could have said "Nei seva zakein takum v'hadarta," but then he wouldn't be able to juxtapose the word zakein near v'yareta. "Nei seva takum v'hadarta p'nei zakein v'yareta melokecha." We had limud above, like yachol yasiminat. It might think a person could pretend that he doesn't see. So v'yareta. So I need to put that in. Now, the Tanakama, my tama. What's the reason why the Tanakama holds that the whole pasuk is speaking of one person? He says, "Isal tadaita kid kamer Rabbi Yossi Aglili." If you would think the pasuk, the pshat in the pasuk is like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, im kein nechtov rachmana, the top line on Lamed Gimel and Aleph, nei seva takum v'hadarta p'nei zakein. In other words, if the pasuk is really speaking about two different people, so the pasuk should spell it out. It should say Neseba Takumba Hadarta, Takumba Hadarta Pnei Zakein. Lo Ketav Hati Shmomina Achadu. So it doesn't say that way. Tanakama holds is speaking about one person. Okay, so let's just get the main idea here. So again, so there's a machloket tonight. We had several shitot in the Brisa, but talks on the two, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Lili. So the Tanakama, it's talking about one person. He's an elderly person. He's a zaken, which the poskim say is like over 70, and he has learning, or at least he's not a rasha. At least he's not a rasha, and that's the person you have to be gavel to, but not yadik v'chakim. And according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, no, the pasuk is speaking of two different people. One is the zaken you have to stand up for, and the other is the yadik v'chakim. Okay. I think it's going to be it for tonight. Okay, let me, me go ahead quickly. 20 seconds.
Where in the pecking order is the grandfather, the grandparent?
So we saw already in the Gemara that there was a.
You froze.
So yeah.
We lost you. Didn't get any of this.
Should keep it up, main.
I didn't get any of it. Okay, you froze.
Okay, that's Kabeit Ed Avicha V'Yedi Mecha. The Ed adds additional people. I think it adds the grandparents. Okay.
Yeah, but who comes first?
Wait, let's end the recording. Everybody will talk. Okay, one second. I got one second.